Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity this morning. Mac Williams and Jason Tickle here this morning to talk about the good things going on in Caroline County and elsewhere. Good morning. Good to have you guys here.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Beautiful morning.
It is a lot to talk about, and a lot of exciting things going on with the habitat. Starting off with Jason, you are looking for veterans.
Yes, indeed. We are looking to expand our veterans program. As you guys most of you know, we have a home in Caroline that was primarily built by the high school students. We got some similar partnerships we'll announce later in the year, some grant funding we're going after with some partners. And we want to house some veterans with this particular program. So if you're a veteran out here and you're struggling, you know, with a place to live and affording a home, rent or mortgage, we want to talk to you guys. We want to encourage you to check with us on the first Saturday of the month for First Saturdays or Housing. But we have opportunities for local veterans to own homes in the five counties that we serve.
So get in touch with Habitat.
Absolutely. You can learn more by info@crrhfh.org. Or you can also, again, on the first Saturday of every month, when they start at 9 a.m., you can watch on Facebook Live or on our Zoom channel, which you can get the links through our calendar page on our website. And then we go through kind of what we're trying to do, what the requirements are, and if a person feels it's a good fit, then at that point they turn in their interest to us, and we would work to house them in 2027.
Boy, for a veteran, this is a great opportunity. Like you say, if you're needing something, because you're looking for veterans right now.
We are. We have some interesting partnerships coming up. A lot of workforce development type deals, and you know, part of that is we want to use the opportunity to help those that have served our country and keep us free and safe. So if you're a veteran out there, we'd love to talk to you and share some of the opportunities we have.
crrhfh.org to get more information about those Saturday first Saturdays for housing. A lot of good information on those things. I tuned in for a little bit last Saturday and listened to some of the stuff going on.
It is. Even if you're not a veteran yourself or interested in one of our programs, I encourage people to listen to it, because chances are you have somebody in your family or in your immediate circle that the program would be a great fit for. They say one-third of the people in our region can't afford housing. So I think that if everybody looks in our families, we probably all have somebody that can fit the program. So I encourage people, even if they have a house, to tune in, watch it on Facebook Live. You know, even while you're doing your chores on Saturday morning, just pull it up and listen to it, because you never know who in your family or who your friends you might be able to bless by and saying, hey, I learned about this program today. You should check it out.
I was driving around Maryland, and I tuned you in for a little bit because I knew it was going on. So I went over there. It was just for a few minutes. But it's good information. And like you say, you never know, either somebody you work with or somebody in your church or somebody that in your family. And you get a good look at if you go to your Facebook page, you can see pictures of the house right now.
Absolutely.
That a veteran's going to be moving into soon. That's a nice looking house.
Yeah, and Matt can speak more on the features, but every house will look different, but the features are what's so amazing. And Matt, you want to share a little bit of the features in the houses that
we put? Yeah, sure. You know, our program is centered around the zero step entry, which is no steps getting in, and aged in place. And so this home is designed by the ADA standards, American Disability Act standards, for, disabled. You don't have to be disabled to have a house that has proper room in the bathrooms and kitchen areas. Even if you walker accessible. And so
it's nice to have that extra room.
Yeah, this house, was unique in the fact that the students at the Caroline High School needed a project to do. And so we had originally planned just to build a house on site. And the school teacher came to me, the carpentry teacher came to me and said, we can't do that. We can't bus the kids back and forth to everything, build this house. Yeah. So we ended up building the house on, in the parking lot for the school and then moved it. And so when we designed the thing, it had to be designed in two halves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the focus then, I can honestly say, wasn't exactly on a veteran. But as we moved into it and realized all our products designed for aged in place and zero-step entry. So it was absolutely great for product for a veteran. And so just a unique way it all happened. It was, you know, I can't say that we honestly targeted something, but, and then our houses are coming in real well with energy savings. So we're finding out that we can get people in homes for almost half of what they can rent for. Mm. And some of the electric bills are $60 a month, which is, we can honestly say it's half the electric bills on average in Caroline County.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a great little house. It's not a little house. I mean, this is 1,400 square foot, three bedrooms, two baths, but very comfortable home. I've built a lot of homes in my life, and so, you know, I just think it's a great opportunity for someone, and wonderful subdivision in Caroline County, just has all the conveniences nearby.
So. Now, who we're looking for is, it wouldn't be for this particular house, but the features of the house, you'll find that in every home we build.
Right.
The zero step, the energy efficiency. We have several projects planned in Caroline, but also we're looking for veterans in Westmoreland. We're looking for veterans in King and Queen and Essex County. So we have a number of opportunities, even outside of Caroline, to offer these veterans in 2027 and 2028. It's I can't wait to announce some of these things. I'm hoping to do that here in June for Home Ownership Month. But in the meantime, we have to start getting the interest. You know, it takes a lot of time to get all the pieces in place. So people might think 2027 is a long time away, but it's already May. We're almost halfway there. And so
you've got deadlines.
Yep.
For some of these things.
Absolutely. So if people are interested, now's the time. Take a look at the home, look at the features, look at the benefits. And as Max said, you can own a home for half of what you pay in rent, you know, by the time you factor in your power bill, your mortgage, and all of that. So it's a great opportunity. But we need to have the veterans that want to participate in this program, because there is special funding linked to veterans that we're seeking.
CRRHFH.org. Jason Tickle-Mac Williams here this morning from Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. We'll continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity is our focus this morning with Mac Williams and Jason Tickle from Habitat, CRRHFH.org. Boy, to have a, Mac, for you, to have a house there now to work on.
Yeah. Got,
and you're getting ready to, I mean, you're going to have a lot of houses to work on.
Yes, we will.
We were just talking off air. I mean, it was pretty exciting the day that, well, the day when they set the foundation. And the thing is, everything had to be perfect.
Yes.
And for it to fit, and it did.
Yeah, this has been about a 2-year journey. And so it started out, you know, the kids couldn't build a house on site. And we just built two halves of a house. And, you know, you could imagine I had to go to the building official and go, hey, the kids need a project, but we don't have a lot, so I can't pull a permit. Will you work with me? So it takes community involvement.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
The conversation is about, you know, a lot of people have to come together with the mindset of doing something for the students. So to start it out, let's do something that you know, teach the students or try, if they're interested in building, this is a good opportunity for hands-on.
Boy, talk about hands-on. I mean, you talk about any kind of project in school, and so much of it is book kind of things.
Yeah.
They learn something. Boy, and you would have learned something.
And so it's kind of neat. You go to the building official. He said, I'll work with you, you know. Building a house is really not super complicated if you...
It would be for me. Maybe not for you, but for me.
So he agreed. And so, you know, our house is set down in the foundation, so it is different.
Yeah.
And so we had a wonderful modular company to come out and carry the house to the site and set it. And a real shout out to Kevco and Martinsville. Again, you know, it's just different. You work with the building official to build a house. You don't have a permit sort of thing. And then you work with Kevco. They've never set a house inside the foundation like we do, to get the zero-step entry. And the crane operator, he's never set a house inside a foundation. And so the students built the thing. They did a great job. They just superior. Even the guy at Kevco that's been setting modulars for 22 years turned to me and he says, I've never set one in a more perfect than this one.
And, you know, a lot of people may ask, why do we... You know, why do we take so much effort for the zero step and the aged in place? And one, you know, if you look at a lot of the funding, they want the aged in place because it really has such a ripple effect on not just the homeowner, but society at large. In our most recent newsletter, if people read it on our Facebook page or if you get it in the email, we did a study on what it cost us as a nation when we can't keep our population in their home as they age. And the numbers that we got, I was shocked.
Yeah.
$745 million a year per state that can be saved if we had the adequate housing stock to meet the needs. And so these homes built like this are good not only for the individuals, because as we all get older, almost everybody is going to have some mobility issues. We may not always be in a wheelchair, but walkers, canes, or just stepping in and out of a shower can become difficult as we get older. And so having this type of housing stock will, again, not only help them stay in their homes, but it'll save us in the long run taxpayer money because of the fact that they don't have to go into a nursing home. You know, a lot of times senior citizens will have to go into a nursing home for a month just because they can't get in and out of their house while their leg is healing or something.
Yep.
And if people can go home and function and all of that, it has such a positive effect on our pocketbook. And then not only that, on their mental health. I mean, study after study shows that people who can go home and be in their environment, they just have a lot less stress and anxiety. So it's an investment that I think people don't really understand all of the implications to it. But I encourage people, read our article in the newsletter this month, and I think it'll really show the value to building like this.
No, Jason, I look at these houses, and I think, because I live in a split foyer, and it's great. But it's exactly right, Mac. I look at that, and I think, as I age, yeah, I'd like to stay here, but I don't know that a split foyer...
No, we would love to build you a house.
I look at these houses and I think, this is what I needed to be thinking of. You don't think of that when you're in your 20s and 30s. But no, I look at all the steps, whether it's to go up or to go down.
Yeah.
And I think this, as you get older, is not feasible for many of us.
Yeah, and the number one thing is people fall. Like Mac points out a lot of times, watch America's Funniest Home Videos. You'll see people falling at their homes all day long. You know, and it's funny when you're young and it don't hurt you. But, man, when you get older and you fall, it ain't so funny anymore. So
those ring doorbells catch people all the time. Just
And that's – no, I look at these houses and I'm always thinking –
We laugh, but it costs, you know, looking at those videos, you really get the sense that you don't have to be old to have one of these.
No, and, yeah, you can, and the, like you say, you fall, and all of a sudden you find yourself, you can't go home right away. And there's and for families, it creates, mm-hmm, all of a sudden you're dealing with parents with mobility issues.
Absolutely.
And what do you do?
Yeah, this is why one thing, and Mac, I got to give him credit for a lot of this, and you know, being we were the first hires at our affiliate, we've really set the kind of tone and culture, and one thing that we really have zoned in on is ROI. We always use that term back and forth. What is the return? How's it not only going to return to our homeowners, but our community, our state, our nation? So we have been advocating for ages that if we can, just as nonprofits, even if we're the ones doing the age in place, these homes are great for starter homes and great for retirees.
Yeah.
And so it fits two ends of the market. So when you put that home on the market, it stays age in place forever. So it's such a win-win. And being we use federal dollars and all of that, it just makes sense to say, okay, how can we save ourselves? How can we save this side of the house money by doing something better on this side of the house? So it's a holistic approach that we've taken that I think that can really, really help with a lot of the issues that we have in our nation. I mean, we have to find ways to save money and improve society. And if you look at any study, the home, like we're doing, the home is the key thing at Habitat now all around the nation. But study after study, the reason we use those words is home really is the key. You want your kids to do better in school, mm-hmm, a stable home. You want to have a better financial health, a home that you own.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, you know, any gauge social-wise that we gauge society, the higher the home ownership rates, the better. And not only just higher rates, but specifically lower income, higher rates. You know, it's easy to say 90% of the people who are, you know, are middle class have a home that they can afford.
But yeah,
the real trick is getting that lower income bracket. That's where we see all the gains in society. And so we're really excited to kind of show some of these methods and how it can help all the way around.
Well, and you two have been thinking about this for years. I can remember these homes. I mean, for 5-6 years ago, maybe even longer, you two were talking about this. Because I can remember standing over there, these homes, and I think they were in Milford. And you were talking about, you were getting close, and you had, you know, these little things, and you just kept thinking about it and thinking about
it. Yeah, I think the real key, looking back now, is that it really starts a new conversation. And so You think that we're smart enough to do all this, right? But no, it's just conversation. It just leads you down the road. Mm-hmm. For instance, I was talking to my neighbor who works for fire and rescue for Caroline County. In fact, he trains fire and rescue for Caroline County. And we were talking about zero-step entry. And, you know, for most people, that's just a comment. You know, you grasp, you don't have any steps. But then you start thinking, well, what does that really mean?
What does it mean?
Okay, so if you were like in a walker, you don't have to be in a wheelchair, but if you were in a walker, it's good for a walker. Well, having a wheelchair, well, it's good for a wheelchair. Well, then he raised the question, because he's, you know, a first responder, are they stretcher accessible? And I go, well, I would never thought about it. Do you have a stretcher? And so he brought one of the stretchers to the houses we recently completed in Bowling Green. And so we have this hour and a half long conversation. And the house, we're going to modify the sidewalk just a little bit. Because
for stretchers.
Yeah, so we got looking into it, and I go, well, what are the standards in ADA, American Disabilities Act? What are their standards for stretchers? And they don't have anything for residential. It's all about, like, elevators.
Yeah.
So they don't have anything, guidelines. So we had to talk through it, and I go, well, what do you need? He said, well, has to be a little wider, because someone attending someone on a stretcher has to have more room than just a wheelchair because you're beside the stretcher. And so 6 inches of modification on the sidewalk, and now I wouldn't say we have the first ever stretcher accessible home, but certainly we do. And so the whole point is it's been a conversation.
Yeah.
And as you go into a conversation, you realize different things. And it doesn't take very much at all. No cost in most cases to make these houses. Just about every house in America is built with a 3-foot opening in the front door, you know? So you get through the front door, then what? Well, the difference between an interior 3-foot door that's 3 feet and one that's 2'8" is $2.80, you know, difference.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference in cost. So it's a conversation. It has to be. And by the way, we thank you. We don't thank you enough for giving us a voice about these issues. And we thank this radio station and you personally for just, you know, the awareness out there. The public needs to know that they can have about a home and they can, you know, if you're renting and can afford rent, these are important things to people. And so as we are making a difference in people's lives, this radio station has supported that, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah,
I appreciate you guys coming in and talking about these things. It's so interesting to have seen it and to see it up close what you've done and to see the looks on families and family members when they go in and get a house.
Yeah, one thing that I think Mac also, I think, danced around, and I'll just say it clear, is it's the conversation involves a lot of people.
Right.
And that's what makes makes it better and how we can always improve, because oftentimes people who design homes don't think about, well, let's ask this person what they think or this person or that. And we ask everybody. I mean, me and Mac, we're probably, our families, when we come over, like, oh no, we're going to hear about zero step entry, but we ask everybody's opinion. And so having all these different voices and people that are outside of the normal, people that normally aren't at the table contributing to that conversation.
Well, just like fire and rescue. Like, exactly. That story. That's perfect. Yeah. It's a perfect story.
It really is. There's so many people that have, like, Mac will come, you know, he'll say, this one person said this one thing and that unlocked this whole concept, you know, and so it's so many people that have helped, and we're really excited. You know, it's something that we're going to be presenting nationally in June for Homeownership Month. We're going to be one of the keynotes for the USDA and Habitat Symposium, so we'll be sharing it with folks around the nation. And you know, we really do believe in this. We really believe that if we built more homes like this in our communities would be so much better off. So it's really exciting, and it's a 6-year journey that we've been on, and I feel like we're just now hitting our stride with the product that we want. So now we're going to focus more on, as I shared in some of our previous conversations, getting the data, the facts and the figures showing, you know, the power bills, now that we've had people living in the homes for a certain period of time. So now we can actually start to show the data and you know, the high score, if you would. So we're excited in going into a new phase.
CRRHFH.org for Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. Jason Tickle, Mac Williams here. I bet if you just even Googled Jason Tickle, you're going to find out, it's going to take you to all kinds of habitat places. Quick break. We'll continue on this morning. Good stuff on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Mac Williams and Jason Tickle in this morning from Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. CRRHFH.org. Go to their website and see information and get involved. The and you still, Jason, like between now and the next month, 6 weeks or so, you're still putting applications together.
It is the big push, yes.
So this is an important time. And like you say, don't look upon, well, it's 27 and 28 they're talking about. That's far away. You've got to get things starting to get lined up right now.
Absolutely. Over the, you know, June is our big, big push, but we need to get our refunding application packet turned in this fiscal year for the government. That ends in October. I don't want to turn it in then. I want to get it in sooner. So we need to know everybody that is even interested, even if you're not sure, now's the time to let us know. And so even if you're just, tune in to First Saturdays or for housing, I'm actually going to be doing once a week meetings starting next week, just as a final push. So
Okay. People
can check it out. I really want to encourage people, you know, if your kids need a home, get your kids to watch it. It stays up. It's recorded. It stays up on Facebook for 30 days. If once it's off, a fresh one is loaded up. So it is the time. Again, people think 27 is far, but it'll be here before we know it.
It's already
May
26.
Yeah, and we have some amazing opportunities, some amazing partnerships lined up, but nothing moves forward unless I have the clients, the people that say, yes, I need the home. And so we need self-help participants, and veterans are the big ones. So folks who want to build their own home the traditional Habitat way, just a couple things about the self-help. You're going to move in with at least 20% equity. So you're talking on a $300,000 home, $60,000, but oftentimes you move in with more. You're going to have a home payment that's no more than 30% of your household income, which is considered affordable. And your power bills, Max said, is going to be half of what your neighbors will be.
Mm.
So that is the type of thing that will change your life. So if you're somebody making between, you know, $40,000 to $84,000, this is an opportunity that can literally not only give you an affordable payment, but turbocharge your wealth. And you're the day you move in with all that income. And then you get to keep more of it because Mac has done such a good job designing a maintenance. No house is maintenance free, but some houses are maintenance reduced. And so, like our porches are concrete everywhere we can be. So you don't have to stain them. You don't have to replace wood. Our siding, we go through, we get thicker siding with more dyed. It's dyed all the way through, not just the top layer. I mean, these are the details that this guy has gone through to make sure these homes are affordable is phenomenal. I mean, what would you say the top three things that save us money in the life of the home is for our homes, the top three?
I think you touched on it, on the basics of it, is that especially in our self-help program, our homeowners, the people who buy these homes through their labor, are the largest investors. And, we have people that give us appliances, and on this particular house we're doing now, the siding was donated and things like that.
Yeah.
But normally the homeowner is the largest investor. So on my spreadsheet on the budget, they work really hard. So we're looking at long-term investment, like the mortgages are 35, 38 years. So what is that house going to look like 38 years from now? So if we spend an extra $500 on upgrading the siding over time, it saves them so much more money. And we put this equipment in the house called an ERV. And the ERV is not only bringing in fresh air into the house, but it's conditioning that air. In the wintertime, it's warming that air up, and it's taking the moisture out.
Okay.
And in summertime, mm-hmm. it's cooling. It's just the way that the equipment works. And so that helps. Well, that's about a $1,200 investment. But over the life of the mortgage, it just saves so much in cost. That's how we get the electric bill down to where it is. Other things are involved. Those are the things that we do that reduces the cost long term. Jason and I were just messing around yesterday talking to AI to find out, you know, things like what is the average rent in Caroline County, what is the average electric bill. Well, one of the things that came up was AI told us that rent in Caroline County is going up 9.2% every year.
Yeah. Mm.
And that struck me as like, okay, so if you have a mortgage, that mortgage is not going to go up. That payment is not going to go up. What would that look like if rent continued at this pace?
Yeah.
To go up for the next 10 years? Oh my gosh, I just can't imagine what people would do. But if you're locked into the mortgage, so that, like I said, it's a conversation. As you get into the conversation, it's just really unique understanding of housing anymore, affordable homes especially anymore.
And so that's why, Jason, people need to
tune in,
hop on board.
Every week, we're going to be doing it every Friday, you know, starting next Friday. It's going to happen every, you know, lunchtime, brown bag, I call them. But, you know, it is now is the time. And you know, as Habitat International, people might see the Home is the Key campaign. They got doors set up all around the nation in the big cities with facts and figures. But the whole idea, again, home is the key. I want to just circle back around to something he mentioned on, because, again, we could spend an hour on any one of our single topics, but home is also the key for your health. And that's one of the reasons we invest in that ERV. The era of COVID, and not only that, but it taught us just how good, you know, how bad, I should say, stale air is. And in our homes, you know, not only are there viruses, but there's chemicals coming from everything that's made that's synthetic. It's a Vox thing. There's scores on all of it if you start reading these things. And if you notice, California makes them put all these labels on here. This stuff causes cancer and this and that. Yeah. So these ERVs even help make for a better home environment for your health. Your kids will have less asthma. So I can't say enough. Home is the key to financial health, physical health, mental health. And if we just invest in that, I'm not saying all the other problems will go away, but it will, everything will shrink in comparison. And so I encourage people, invest in owning a home that is a good, healthy fit for you, because it will, the studies show, it will improve your life and your kids' life. So now is the time. If people want it, you may think you can't do it, because in our area, you pretty much got to make about $120,000 a year if you go out traditional lending standards to afford a new home. Think of us in Caroline, you're in the mid-40s, we can get you in a house. In Westmoreland, low 40s, you know, King and Queen, low 40s. So this is a game changer, and it will make your life better all the way across the board. So tell people, you know, 27 and 28 is not as far as you think.
No, indeed. Just even playing off what Mac talked about, what renting is costing. Just think of it. I mean, if you're caught in that now, I would think, I'm rushing to one of your first Saturdays or for homes or for, you know, now on Friday to find out when can I, you know, get off of that treadmill and, you know, start looking at home ownership of where, you know, instead of me renting and paying someone else's mortgage.
Absolutely.
I'm paying my own.
Yeah, absolutely. It's if you look at any mortgage statement, the interest is the largest thing.
Yeah.
And but you get that back in return, you know. And so now's the time. In young people, a lot of people think, oh, I got to be old. We actually got 20, 23-year-olds in this group coming up. And I'm so proud of these young people, because it will give them so much stability. As you know, as I tell people, one of my retirement plans is to make sure my home is paid off when I retire, because my income will be reduced. Therefore, I got to reduce my expenses.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. So start young. You know, it used to be back in the day, 27, 28 was the average first time home buyer. It's all the way up to 38 now.
You and I were just talking about that recently, and that's a big change. That's why you've got to be happy if you do have some younger people applying.
Yep.
That you're helping you know, maybe start reversing that in Carolina.
Absolutely. And we're hoping that they'll see it, because a lot of times, you know, in, like anything, unless we see somebody that looks like us, mm-hmm. we don't think we can do it. So a lot of young people, they look and they see this single dad or single mom, and they're, oh, they're motivated because they got kids. But then they see this single guy, you know, who's just trying to better himself, or a single girl, and like, well, you know, I can do this too. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully they feel comfortable. Maybe we can get them to come in here and talk about their experience.
I hope so.
But yeah, if you're young, I encourage you, check it out now. Your life will be so much better if you can get in a home in your 20s. You know, 30 years, you're paying it off. But, you know, you get it paid off in your 50s, and you will set yourself up for a very, very nice retirement.
So, again, check out crrhfh.org and see about the Saturday or even the coming up the Friday opportunities to talk about this, because you'll help people. You'll give them ideas, and, you know, like you say, instead of just thinking, I'm not going to be able to qualify for a house. You might be able to.
Absolutely, almost everybody, we can get you to the point of qualifying. It's about will.
We'll take a break and then come back and wrap this up this morning by talking about volunteering, because soon there is going to be a lot of building.
Absolutely.
Going on in Stafford. I see there's an excitement to you two as you get ready. You've got the one house there, but we're about to see some big changes in Caroline. Quick break with Mac and Jason, and we'll conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle and Mac Williams here this morning from Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. A couple of things to tie up in before we get out of here this morning. First of all, Jason, again, veterans are needed. You're looking for veterans to get into some of these homes.
Absolutely. We are looking to, for every county. So we got five counties. We're looking for two veterans for each county. If we have more, great. But our goal is to locate 10, two in each county, and then to work them in the pipeline. There's a, you know, funding that is available specifically for veterans. So we layer it with our different programs to make the homes affordable. So if you're a veteran, now is a great time. Again, we got some exciting things coming. We're going to be building, I'd like to have all five, but you know, we got to crawl before we run. So we're going to be building in Westmoreland in 27. We're going to be building in King and Queen in 27 or 28, and also Essex as well. And then, of course, Caroline, where we've been building for years. We have some really cool things lined up there. Yeah. So now's the time for people to learn about this program.
And, Mac, there's going to be plenty of volunteer opportunities.
Oh, yes. You know, our program is really a community involvement. We can't do this without community involvement. And so over the last few years, we've have a pretty good system in getting people involved. And when they come out there, we want them to have a good experience. And so there's some steps we can take to kind of assure them that they're going to have a good experience. What we're going to do this year, I think, is a little different, is that we're going to tell people to volunteer for four-hour blocks.
Okay.
And so you can go and you can sign up for two blocks a whole day. But you know, gives them some idea of time, you know, limit out there. We do value that taking off from a day of golfing or whatever it is, fishing maybe, you know, things that they would want to do and have experience. But we know they can have a good time and learn things out there.
Yeah.
And so for organizations like your work buddies at work, a lot of jobs will allow their employers to take off a day.
They encourage that kind of thing.
They encourage it.
And some of them even will donate money if you volunteer. If you're a Walmart employee and you volunteer with my organization, you can turn those hours in and they'll donate money. So check with your organization. And sometimes it's not even as a group. It can just be individuals.
Yeah, individuals. But if you have a church group, your Sunday school class, and you have 4 to 6 people,
what a great way to get to know each other and help.
We call them champions. If you want to champion the cause for your Sunday school class, just call in. We'll set you up the information you need to know. We'll get you scheduled up, and you can come out there and have a day of just bonding and just learning. And all the projects we do, we call it dumbing down. It's not... You know, you don't have to be a professional to be able to volunteer at Habitat. We can
teach
you the skills there. We have the equipment there. We'll give you the safety that you need to know to use the air equipment, you know, to shoot a nail with an air gun or cut something with the chop saw.
I will add, though, if you're a professional, we'd love to have you on the job site. So if you're in construction and you want to come out, you know, it's you're welcome. And speaking of that, there is another level of volunteers that oftentimes people don't know about. Don Clark is one of them. These are guys who just, they do a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. And so if you're a retired person or, you know, or whatever, just have some free time, we have some positions where you can really make a difference, where you can help, you know, like if you, you know, want to take your training deeper, you can get additional training. So we got multiple people on site. You can help lead groups. We have people that can volunteer in the office. So, I mean, there's a million ways you can volunteer. And you can check out our website, the Volunteer tab. It talks about those different roles of volunteering. So it's not just the build site. There's a lot of different ways you can volunteer.
No, to be able to do that is even if you can, even if the office is where you want to, just be able to answer the phone and to take messages and those kinds of things.
Absolutely. We teach everybody the 3-minute elevator speech. That's the good thing about it. People get intimidated because our programs are federal. They're pretty complex. But what we tell people, all you got to do is direct them to First Saturdays. I'm like, we got to get everybody there because it's such a detailed presentation. So, you know, if you're volunteering in the office, you know, you can answer the basics, but then you just direct them to join in at the appropriate time. And so those things make a difference. They not only lower the cost of the home, but the cost of the program in general. So it's a lot of ways people can volunteer.
And again, there's going to be all kinds of volunteering opportunities because as things get going with these 8 other houses?
Yes, indeed. Yep, we're excited about that.
So again, crrhfh.org, the first Saturday, but then you're going to start on Fridays through June.
Yep, all the way through June, every Friday at noon. We're going to do a brown bag presentation and make a last big push because when we ask for however many we asked for, that's what we got for 2 years.
So. And you would hate to have someone say, hey, Jason...
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yep.
And it's like, I've got no more. I can put you on a waiting list.
Yeah,
and
now you got to wait for 29 and 30.
So at least you can guarantee yourself right now.
Yep. So
by putting it out there.
And not only that, if you're not loan ready, we can coach you now and get you loan ready so that when the time comes, we can get you the money that you need.
Again, crrhfh.org to find out about getting involved in getting a house or just to volunteer. There's going to be so many opportunities to volunteer. So don't let that slip by you too.
Absolutely.
And it's a great feeling just to be able to know that you can help people in that way. crrhfh.org. Again, looking for veterans. If you're a veteran or know a veteran, contact Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity.
Let's talk. info@crrhfh.org.
I like it. Let's talk. Jason and Mac, thank you. Looking forward to spending more time with you out on the work site.
Yes, indeed.
So,
thank you.
Come out and have fun. Do something good for your community. This is all about community and showing love to your neighbors. You know, our houses are built for people in Caroline County. They're not put up to be sold from people outside of the community.
Right. So, it's all local.
Yep.
All local.
CRHFH.org. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.